And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
The only thing worse than doing something poorly is doing something with excellence that shouldn't have been done in the first place. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. Every few months, I like to do a show of some of my favorite quotes, and you found one of those shows today. The only thing worse than doing something poorly is doing something with excellence that shouldn't have been done in the first place. This is one of my favorite quotes, though I'm not sure where I picked it up. Maybe Peter Drucker, the father of modern management. I like it because I've found it's not that unusual for people to have great passion for something and spend a lot of time and energy and maybe even dollars on it, and yet it has little or no positive impact for them or the organization. Good leaders question whether something should be done in the first place or not. Of course, if the answer is yes, then they know it needs to be done well. Now, managers might not ask this basic question of whether something should be done. After all, management's about doing things right, while leadership is about doing the right things. Okay, nice little quote that I picked up from author John Maxwell. Put these two things together, doing things right and doing the right things, and you're headed toward successful business or ministry. Doing right things right. Don't put them together and all bets are off. Now, of course, this applies not only to organizations, but also to your life and to my life. Maybe you're doing a great job of climbing the ladder, whether it's the corporate ladder or a ministry ladder, only to find out that the ladder is leaning up against the wrong wall. Maybe you're doing something with excellence that really shouldn't be done. I've met several successful people that have come to this realization well into their career. They were so focused on climbing the ladder that they didn't think and pray enough about if it was the best ladder for who God created them to be. Another of my favorite quotes is from former Dallas Cowboys coaching great Tom Landry. He said, "My job is to get players to do things they don't want to do, to become the players they want to be." This quote does a nice job of pointing out that being a great organizational leader means often you're not going to be liked, but will be appreciated and respected, especially after the people you lead see what you've done to help them become who they really want to be. My experience and observations lead me to believe that this approach is most common in the world of athletics. I believe it's not nearly as common in business and even less common in the world of church and ministry. I think in the world of church and ministry, we live in a niceness bubble. And a lot of our ministry organizations are so worried about being nice and perceived as nice that it's rare for a ministry leader to get their players to do things they do not want to do, to become the players or the followers that they want to be. Now, this saddens me because I'm thinking that God probably cares more about how well ministry goes and the success of ministry than God feels about business, although I'm sure God does care about successful business. Even more so, God might enjoy a good football game, but might not care as much about who wins as God cares about ministry. Now, of course, before you can challenge others to do things they don't want to do to become who they want to be, you have to be living this philosophy yourself. Okay, one last quote. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. I first heard this from Lou Holtz, but I suspect he wasn't the first to say it. I like it because it's an important one for me. As a former engineer and someone who really likes to study leadership and study topics, I can spend too much of my leadership capital in my head, in my knowledge, in my ideas. It's important to remind myself over and over that leadership is more about loving and caring than it is about ideas. People won't care how much I know till they know how much I care. Of course, this assumes that I really do care, not only about our mission and our customers, quote unquote, but also about the colleagues that are on the journey with me. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing a few of my favorite quotes. Next week, I'm going to talk with you about another topic that challenges you and me to become better leaders. I hope you'll join me on this same station and at this same time. Until then, I pray you experience God's rich blessings.